Good morning.
Good morning.
Happy New Year. So I'd like for us to start by getting up, talking to your neighbor, wishing them a Happy New Year, and possibly even moving up closer if you dare. So go for it. And we have one announcement. Todd?
Good morning. Happy New Year. Just wanted to make a quick announcement. Like to inform everyone about Gates Presbyterian Church's discount night with the Rochester Americans. Of course, it's at the Blue Cross Arena. It's in February on the 19th. It's at 5:05. It's a good week because the following week, most of the kids are off of school, February break. So see Gary or I after church today. In the fellowship hall every Sunday up until February 12th. And we'll sign up and get payment for that. The tickets are $12 a piece. Okay? Hope to see everyone there. Thanks.
And I'd like to point out to the junior highs that are here to check your bulletin about the bumper on ice event. I'm having mic problems. Next Saturday. So if you need more information, let me know. You should have gotten a flyer in the mail. Let us prepare ourselves for worship on this New Year's Day. We welcome Isaac Lee with us this morning. He's our guest organist, and we rejoice that he's here on this New Year's Day. And so, Isaac, it's time for the prelude. Thanks.
Thank you. child is this who laid to rest on Mary's lap is sleeping, whom angels greet with anthems sweet, while shepherds watch are keeping. This is Christ our King, whom shepherds watch and angels sing. Haste to bring him, Lot the babe, the son of Mary. So bring him incense, gold and myrrh, come one and all to own him. The King of Kings salvation brings, let loving hearts enthrone him. This is Christ our King, whom shepherds watch and angels sing. Haste to bring him, Lord, the babe, the son of Mary.
Stand for the call to worship with Abel. The star shines brightly, and the wise men wonder. The darkness does not overcome the light, and the wise men wonder.
Is this
the light shines boldly, beckoning the wise men to journey.
The light shines boldly, beckoning us to journey.
For the child of peace and sacrifice is waiting to be found.
Thank you.
please join me in the prayer of confession? God of light, who shines in the deepest darkness, we hear you calling us to follow your star. We confess that we are frightened by the journey. The trip seems too long and the unknown too many. We like to travel with a plan, yet we know that it is in the unplanned events and the unlikely places that we often find you. Guide us in your way. Increase our trust so that we may find the child of peace and sacrifice. Amen. Please pray silently. Amen. Friends, God forgives us. Jesus was born among us to restore our relationship with God. Be glad and continue on your journey with God. Thanks be to God.
Happy New Year. I'm so glad to see all of you here today. So, what happened last Sunday? What did we celebrate? Christmas. That's exactly right. The birth of Jesus. Well, today is another celebration in the church. Does anybody know what it's called? Three Kings Day. That's exactly right. Another word for it is Epiphany. Epiphany, and it's the time that we celebrate when the kings found Jesus. It's called Epiphany because Epiphany means when we are better able to understand something. And the wise men helped us understand what Jesus was all about. I'm going to tell you the story, and then we'll put the wise men under the tree. Long ago, three wise men from the east saw a bright and shining star appear in the night sky. They knew that the star was a sign from God that a very special baby, who would one day be a king, had been born. The wise men decided to follow the star in hopes of finding the child. In time, they came to the city of Jerusalem. Everybody see? Herod, who was the present king, lived in Jerusalem. He was troubled by the rumors of the birth of a new king. And Herod called the wise men to him, and he hoped to trick them into bringing him the baby. And after meeting with King Herod, the wise men began their journey again. What do you think they found? Jesus, you're right. The star guided them to the child in Bethlehem. And when the wise men saw the baby, they knelt down before him, and they gave the baby Jesus gifts of gold, frankincense, and myrrh. They did not bring the baby to Herod. Their feelings of love and joy from the special birthday are still with us today. So I think it's time for us to put the wise men under the tree with Mary and Joseph and baby Jesus and the shepherds. Who wants to take? You can take that, sure. You can take those. Is there another king you want to? Oh, there he is. So then you can come back. People all over the world celebrate Epiphany, and they do it in lots of different ways. In Spain, the moms and the dad make this big cake, and while they're stirring the batter, they put a little plastic baby Jesus in the batter. And then, when the cake cooks and they slice up the pieces, the person who finds the baby Jesus in their slice has special blessings. And there's another country, Great Britain, and we're going to celebrate today like they celebrate there. It's called Chalking the Door. And on Epiphany, they go to the front door of their homes. We're just going to go right over here, because it's kind of the front door. It's not the door we come in, but it's facing the street. And if you are a trustee, please know I've tried this, and it's okay. What they do is they take the date of the year. What year is this?
2012.
2012, right. They split the year up, so they would put. And then the wise men, oh, I'm so sorry. The wise men's names are Caspar, Melchior, and Balthasar. That's sort of folklore. That's really not in the Bible, but that's come through the years of what people call them. So they put their initials, and then you know what they put next? Yes. 12. That's exactly right. The year. And it's their way of blessing their house for the year with God's blessings. So, you know, I thought you might like to do this at home, because after they mark their doors, they have a prayer. So this time you don't have to repeat after me. I'm going to pray, okay? God of doors and homes, bless this church this year and every year. Bless all who come and go through this door, both those who live here and those who visit. May all who enter through this door come in peace and bring joy. May all who come to this door find welcome and love. May the love and joy in this church overflow and spread into the community and the world. I'm going to give each one of you a blessing. And you can give that to your parents, and at your house, on your front door, You can talk.
I have another costume.
You do have another costume? What's that?
Leave your shoes by your bedroom door and the light will come and pleasant.
Nice.
The first reading of the word is from the Old Testament, the book of Isaiah, chapter 60. Arise, shine, for your light has come, and the glory of the Lord has risen upon you. For darkness shall cover the earth, and the thick darkness the peoples. But the Lord will arise upon you, and his glory will appear over you. Nations shall come to your light, and kings to the brightness of your dawn. Lift up your eyes and look around. They all gather together. They come to you. Your sons shall come from far away, and your daughters shall be carried on their nurses' arms. Then you shall see and be radiant. Your heart shall thrill and rejoice, because the abundance of the sea shall be brought to you. The wealth of the nations shall come to you. A multitude of camels shall cover you, the young camels of Midian and Ephah. All those from Sheba shall come. They shall bring gold and frankincense and shall proclaim the praise of the Lord.
And the second reading this morning is from Matthew 2. In the time of King Herod, after Jesus was born in Bethlehem of Judea, wise men from the east came to Jerusalem, asking, "Where is the child who has been born King of the Jews? For we observed his star at its rising and have come to pay him homage." When King Herod heard this, he was frightened, and all Jerusalem was frightened with him. And calling together all the chief priests and scribes of the people, he inquired of them where the Messiah was to be born. Well, they told him, "In Bethlehem of Judea, for so it has been written by the prophet, 'And you, Bethlehem, in the land of Judah, are by no means least among the rulers of Judah, for from you shall come a ruler who is to shepherd my people Israel.'" When Herod secretly called for the wise men and learned from them the exact time when the star had appeared, and then he sent them to Bethlehem, saying, "Go and search diligently for the child. And when you have found him, bring me word so that I may also go and pay him homage." And when they had heard the king, they set out. And there ahead of them went the star that they had seen at its rising, until it stopped over the place where the child was. When they saw that the star had stopped, they were overwhelmed with joy. And on entering the house, they saw the child with Mary, his mother. And they knelt down and paid him homage. And then, opening their treasure chest, they offered him gifts of gold, frankincense, and myrrh. And having been warned in a dream not to return to Herod, they left for their own country by another road. Now, after they had left, an angel of the Lord appeared to Joseph in a dream and said, "Get up, take the child and his mother, and flee to Egypt, and remain there until I tell you. For Herod is about to search for the child to destroy him." And then Joseph got up, took the child and his mother by night, and went to Egypt, and remained there until the death of Herod. This was to fulfill what had been spoken by the Lord through the prophet, "Out of Egypt I have called my son." When Herod saw that he had been tricked by the wise men, he was infuriated, and he sent and killed all the children in and around Bethlehem who were 2 years old or under, according to the time that he had learned from the wise men. Then was fulfilled what had been spoken through the prophet Jeremiah. We sat together here in this very worship center. Mary and Joseph walked in from the back to the front, and we sang, away in the manger, announcing that the little Lord Jesus laid down his sweet head. And we held our candles, and in the glow of candlelight, we sang, "Silent night, holy night, all is calm, all is bright." Was that really just a week ago? And how did the quietness of that holy night in Bethlehem evolve into the political chaos of today's biblical story? For today, we read the story of the wise men, and it was neither calm, nor bright, nor silent. For when those mysterious wise men knocked on King Herod's door, nasty political maneuvering began. It was an epiphany, and indeed, the implications of the sacred birth began to dawn on the folks in Jerusalem, and panic set in. For the news of this holy baby was a Judea story and so much more. A Jewish story and so much more. In fact, it was a story for all people and all cultures. These mysterious men from the east were evidence of that truth. They brought gold, they brought myrrh and frankincense, and they also brought universality, even though they didn't realize the implications of their visit. "Where is the child who has been born King of the Jews?" the weary travelers ask. "Where is the child who has been born King of the Jews? For we have observed the star in its rising and have come to pay him homage." It's easy to imagine the surprise on King Herod's face. No doubt King Herod, in his arrogant manner, announced, "I am the king, appointed to this territory by the Roman government. I am the king." Yet, Scripture tells us that Herod shakes his head and remembers the Hebrew stories of his ancestors. In the corners of his mind, he recalls a prophet rambling about multitudes of camels and gifts of gold and frankincense, and something about a Messiah. Frantically, he summons the local theologians and demands, "Where was that Messiah supposed to be born?" "Bethlehem," they announce. "9 miles down the road, Bethlehem." And Herod's anxiety rises and his fear increases. No wonder we don't find King Herod as one of those tiny little figures in our nativity sets. He was a madman, known to be obsessed with power. He was easily threatened and killed anyone who got in his way, sons, wives, and other family members. No wonder he gets left out of carols. He really disturbs the calm of silent night. And he tries hard to trick the wise men, convinced that they are his number one news resource. But the wise men continue their journey. The star stops, and they fall on their knees, overwhelmed with joy when they see the child with his mother. But back in Jerusalem, the brutal King Herod is falling on his knees, overwhelmed with fear. Thus he begins plotting to kill all the children living in the region that are under 3. Just in case, the promised King of the Jews is toddling around somewhere. Indeed, in the midst of a world where governments are self-serving, Rulers are terrorists and violence is rampant. God enters. Emmanuel is born. God is with us. God is with us. And it's about at that point in the story that the star of wonder starts getting personal. I ask myself, did Christmas matter? Oh, I ate plenty. I had fun with friends and family. I got nice presents. I even baked a rum cake and a big pot of collards. But did it matter? Honestly, maybe it would be helpful if King Herod was actually in my nativity set. For if he was standing in the background staring at me, he might remind me that God entered an unsavory world. King Herod, standing next to the wise men, might remind me that I have a choice. I can seek the Christ child like the wise men, or I can be threatened by the change the Christ child might bring. I can play it safe, wrap my baby Jesus with bubble wrap, and carefully put him back in my well-marked corrugated box for next December. Christmas done. Or I can welcome the incarnation into my heart and make changes, even small changes, in my life, despite the uncertainty of the journey. I love that this year the calendar falls such that we celebrate New Year's Day, Epiphany Sunday, and Communion all today. There was considerable conversation among us clergy types about which one of these we should be focusing upon. However, I believe that all three call us to practice incarnation living. That is, living as if we believe God is with us. In the making of New Year's resolutions, in the following of the star of the Christmas story, and in the partaking of the Lord's Supper, we have an opportunity to commit ourselves to do justice, to love kindness, and to walk humbly with our God. Through the Christ child, we can begin again. We can begin a new year, and we can begin a new way of life. Folks told me through the week that no one would be in church today. And look, you're here. And I'm glad you're here, because I can't think of a better way to begin a new year than to share the meal of the Christ child with you. In the words of Isaiah, arise, shine, for your light has come, and the glory of the Lord has risen upon you. Yes, Christmas matters. Amen. come to the table, inviting all who believe in Jesus Christ to join us in the sacrament of communion. The liturgy is in the back of the green book. Friends, this is the joyful feast of the people of God. This is the Lord's table. Our Savior invites those who trust in him to share the feast which he has prepared. According to Luke, when our risen Lord was at table with his disciples, he took the bread and blessed and broke it and gave it to them. And their eyes were opened and they recognized him.
Lift up your hearts.
We lift them to the Lord.
Give thanks to God, for God is good.
Holy Lord, everlasting God, in sending Christ, the light of the world, you revealed your glory to the nations. You sent a star to guide seekers of wisdom to Bethlehem that they might worship Christ. Your signs and witnesses in every age lead people from every place to worship him. We praise you that in him we become your children, baptized into your service. Great and wonderful are your works, Lord God Almighty. Your ways are just and true. With people of faith from all times and places, we lift our hearts in joyful praise, for you alone are holy.
Holy God, we thank you for your Son, Jesus, born among us and who lived with us sharing joy and sorrow. He told your story, healed the sick, and was a friend to sinners. Obeying you, he took up his cross and was murdered by people he loved. We praise you that he is not dead, but is risen to rule the world, and that he is still the friend of sinners. We trust him to overcome every power to hurt or divide us, so that when you bring in your promised kingdom, we will celebrate victory with him.
Remembering the Lord Jesus, we break bread and share one cup, announcing his death for the sins of the world, and telling his resurrection to all people and nations.
Great God, give your Holy Spirit in the breaking of bread, so that we may be drawn together and joined to Christ the Lord. Receive new life and remain his glad and faithful people, until we feast with him in glory.
On the night that Jesus was arrested, he shared a meal with his disciples. And at that meal, after giving thanks, he took the bread, broke it, and said, "This is my body, broken for you. Eat, remembering me." And in the same way, he took his cup, and he poured the wine in it. And he said, "This is a sign of the new covenant. Drink, remembering me." I invite our servers to come forward, and then ushers, if you will indicate to people when they are to come forward. We are celebrating communion in the ancient tradition of intinction. Let us pray.
God of grace, you renew us at your table with the bread of life. May this food strengthen us in love and help us to serve you in this new year and every year. We ask this in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen. I invite you to share your prayers of joy and your prayers of concern.
Sue Mancini, I'd like prayers for my big brother, Bill, who lives in Seattle. He is 84 years old. He's in the hospital. He's been in their hospital for 2 weeks. They cannot find out what is wrong with him. So I'd like prayers for the doctors who are trying to help him and prayers for better health for him. Thank you.
Gary Dykes, this has been a busy week, so I had to write it down. Prayers of concern for one of Carrie's uncles. He's been at Park Ridge, has had lung cancer and a cancerous brain tumor. He's doing better. We went to see him last night, but he has chosen to stop treatments. So prayers of concern for him. Prayers for Carrie's father, who underwent surgery this week. He's doing real well. In fact, she's at the hospital at Highland right now, bringing him home, hopefully. He had a cancerous tumor also in his colon, but they don't see anything from that, from the lymph nodes or anything. Prayers of joy. Carrie's brother and his wife had a baby girl on the 26th.
Allison Tuttle, I have a neighbor and her sister was diagnosed with breast cancer a few weeks ago, and she went into surgery the week before Christmas, and so she was on bed rest for Christmas, so prayers for her. And then prayers for my grandpa. He had 99% blockage in one of his veins, and so he went into surgery on Thursday, and so prayers for him, but he's better now, so.
Okay. Bridget Wohlers, prayers for Scott's grandmother who went into the hospital this week. She had a stroke on Thursday. No motor deficits, but her speech is affected. And if you've ever met Grandma Rombaut, she's a talker. So she's doing a lot better yesterday. We're going up to see her this afternoon, but continued prayers for her. She'll be 87 in February.
Let us pray. O God of eternal light, by a star you guided the wise men to the Christ child. We ask you to open our hearts and minds to the signs of your presence in our lives, for we pray that you guide us to places in which we can bring your gifts of love and grace to those in need. We ask that you shine your sacred light through us so that we may become beacons of hope. Like the wise men, we bow down before you and worship you in thanksgiving for entering our world and walking among us, teaching, forgiving, challenging, and loving us. O God of all nations, we pray for our brothers and sisters in the Middle East as they go through governmental changes. Fill them with a wisdom that creates systems of justice. Help them to find a lasting peace. And we pray for our brothers and sisters in North Korea. Be with them in their transition of leadership. Move among their leadership so that they might be given the opportunity to connect globally. Reassure those who know the darkness of grief and illness, loneliness and despair, war and destruction, that your light is still shining and is for them even in times of dark shadows. As we begin to put away our Christmas decorations, stop us from putting away our Christmas epiphanies, for we want to live in ways that reflect the love and peace of the Christ child. Hear us now as we pray the prayer you taught your disciples. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen. Let us bring our guests forward.
Let us pray. Dear Heavenly Father, we offer these gifts in celebration of what you have given each of us in our lives. We pray that the mystery and wonder experienced by the Magi is something we can experience in 2012 as we move ahead in our own faith journeys. Remind us daily of the grace that you gave us through your Son, Jesus Christ, and let that inspire us to go out and make the world a better place in the coming year. Amen.
Amen.
one shine. There is light within each one of us, for the divine light shines brightly. And as we go from this place, may the light of Christ, of the Christ child, guide our every step and encounter with God's earth and God's people. Amen.
Thank you. Thank you, Isaac. Nice job. Don't forget your wallet. Have you got it? Happy New Year.